At Big Law, we're big on providing you great legal help without the big city legal fees. If you have a family law, business law, wills and estates, commercial law, or conveyancing issue, we're here to help. Make an appointment by calling us on 3482 6900 or visit us at biglaw.com.au. Now, here is your podcast.
Irrespective of whether you're buying a home, a block of land, or even a motor vehicle, then chances are that you're in for a surprise because of a thing called stamp duty. It can be a considerable cost over and above what you initially anticipated. But what is stamp duty, and in particular, are there exemptions that you can apply for? Today, I'm joined by Tony Bigger, a partner of the law firm Big Law, based in Strathpine, Queensland. And I began my chat with Tony by asking him, what is stamp duty?
Stamp duty, it's a tax imposed by the government on various types of purchases that can include buying real estate, buying cars, and also business assets. It can also be imposed on gifts and sometimes insurance, but in my practice, I come across stamp duty on the purchase of real estate, businesses, and also when there's gifts of property.
And I'm probably like most people, when I see that I've got to pay stamp duty, there is somewhat of an annoyance, probably because I don't understand what it is. So where does it all originate, this whole notion of stamp duty?
Stamp duty, it's probably like a lot of things in Australia. It goes back to England. That when they first imposed stamp duty there, it was actually like a postage stamp when they had to have documents that had stamp duty paid on them.
Right.
They then had a stamp that was attached to the contract or the document, and you then had to purchase those stamps from the equivalent of the State Revenue Office. It's still called stamp duty. But however, we no longer physically attach stamps to the document. What we do is we're online assessors for the Stamp Duties Office. We are essentially tax collectors for the government. And before a document can be lodged at the Titles Office, for instance, stamp duty has to be paid and the notation of the stamp duty is part of the document. And the Titles Office will not accept a transfer of property without the document having stamp duty paid on it.
And it can be in a sizable amount, can't it? Because it's normally done on a percentage basis. Is that how it usually works?
It's a sliding scale of a percentage.
Right.
In that more the property is valued at, the greater rate of percentage. And it does help too if you're a first home buyer up to a certain amount. Up until the early 1990s, stamp duty, when you were buying your principal place of residence, stamp duty was only 1%. But in a state budget in the early 1990s, Wayne Goss introduced what was called the mansions tax, where stamp duty over on a property that was over $350,000, then it was a higher percentage.
Right.
And it's a tax that hasn't been changed since the early 1990s, because it was probably quite, in order to say anything over $350,000 was classified as a mansion. But now it's very hard, of course, in Brisbane to buy any property that's less than $350,000.
Now, it's just not property, is it? I mean, as you mentioned at the outset, it's motor vehicles, it's pretty well anything. But we commonly think of it associated with, you know, buying a house or buying a block of land.
Yes, it's buying a house, buying a block of land. Also, if you buy a business, anything that has goodwill attached to it, the Stamp Duties Office says you have to pay stamp duty on that. So there's various rates of stamp duty. There's, if you're a first home buyer, if you're buying as a principal place of residence, if you're buying as an investor. Now, with stamp duty for businesses, it's the same rate as for investors.
That's Tony Bigger from Big Law. Now, in the next podcast, we discuss the exemptions that may be applicable to your circumstance.
Thanks for listening. Need further information? Simply call 3482 6900 or visit us at biglaw.com.au.